Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Rich Martini back with us. Author, award-winning filmmaker Rich Martini has written or directed at least 9 independent films. A former freelance journalist for Variety, Premiere, and other magazines. A graduate of the Masters of Professional Writing program at USC. Flipside, A Tourist Guide to the Afterlife, is his debut nonfiction book on a topic that's been haunting him since the death of a soulmate. After a dream vision of visiting his friend in the great beyond, Martini went on a quest to find out what the prevailing science and philosophical opinions of the afterlife could be. He journeyed into Tibetan philosophy, made documentaries in Tibetan India, eventually was introduced to the work of the Newton Institute, founded by renowned author and hypnotherapist Dr. Michael Newton. Welcome back, Rich Martini. Rich, and it was good seeing you at Contact in the Desert.
George, it was such a treat to see you, and it always is, I must say. You are so good at what you do, watching you with a panel of like 10 different people from all walks of life. You never cease to amaze the audience, because you really know, or it seems to appear that you know exactly what you're talking about.
I hope I do. Did you like my jokes?
You know, we also have to consider that you're a terrific actor. So, but at the same time, it was just really fun, and I learned so much. It was really a treat to be there.
Well, it was good to see you there, and I told you we'd get you back on. I didn't think we'd get you this quickly, but here you are.
Hi. That's really cool. Well, listen, I'm still working on this idea of talking to people on the other side. And I love Nick Pope, and I love to hear what he said, but it brings to mind this question: if they can visit us, how do we visit them? And it dovetails into this idea of talking to people on the flip side, you know, your loved ones,
yep,
people who passed away. If they can visit us as ghosts or whatever, how do we visit them? And that's really how I got started in this research, because my friend Luana Anders passed away back in 1996, and then she started showing up in dreams and then appearing to people that I knew, and they'd say, well, you know, I saw Luana, and I thought, well, wait a second, if she can come and visit me, how do I go and visit her? And that's what put me in this rabbit hole, where I started filming people under hypnosis, like Michael Newton,
mm-hmm,
and his group, and talking, you know, it's seeing how they were able to access the between lives realm, the idea that we're all on stage while we're here during life, but then we go off stage. But then I also discovered, as you know, I've been working with a medium, Jennifer Schaefer, and I found that different mediums like her who work with law enforcement, they're like having a cell phone to the flip side.
Yeah.
You can ask people who are no longer on the planet, so what's it like over there? What are you doing over there? So, and it's a way of us connecting with them once they're gone. But most recently, I've been doing it with just simple guided meditation. I discovered that you don't need to do 6 hours of hypnotherapy. It helps. But just sitting down with somebody and asking them about some event that happened, it's like a gateway. And so let's say someone had a vivid dream, or let's say someone had an experience. Could even be, you know, an out-of-body experience. Could
sure.
be a UFO experience. Whatever that experience is, if it's vivid enough, you can use it as a key to access the memory of it. And, of course, sometimes when people will say, you know, I was terrified. You know, I saw a creature in my living room, and I was terrified. And what I say is, well, let's freeze the frame of the memory as best you can. Just freeze it so there's no fear associated with it. And then turn it into a hologram so we can sort of move around the memory of it. And then once they're able to do that, I have them walk over to whoever this person is and just ask the same questions. So Dr. Grayson's a friend, and he wrote this book called After. He's the doctor at University of Virginia who studied near-death experiences for so long. And in his book, he talks about how you can get objective data out of subjective experiences if you ask the subjects the same questions. So if you have 100 people who had a near-death event, and you ask all of, and that's why we know that only 1 to 3% of people who have near-death events, the ones who can remember them, have something negative happen. So 97 to 99% of the people who have a near-death event have positive things happen, you see?
Yeah.
And so this idea of using this subjective experience, whatever it is, as a hallmark so that you can then access what happened. And then what I do is I say, all right, let's ask this person that you're seeing the same questions. And by doing that, I found I could hone it down into a very simple meditation that anybody can do. I call it my Beatles meditation. Picture yourself on a boat in a boat on a river. You know, the song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Lucy in the Sky.
And I just have them do that. And the people who do that, and I say, okay, what's the boat look like? And then they picture whatever that boat is. And then I say, well, what's the river like? Sometimes it's a lake, sometimes it's a pond. And from there, then I say, okay, can I invite a loved one or a guide or someone to sit across from you in this boat? And by doing that, they're imagining, of course, they're pretending that they can see their loved one. But I go from there, and then I ask the loved one the same questions. I ask, are you familiar with me? And, George, you'd be shocked how many people say yes, even though the person I'm talking to has never met me, has never read any of my books. I'm doing this on Zoom, by the way, Divine Counsels.
Cool.
I had like 50 people do this on Zoom. They've never met me, don't know me. And I just say, does your guide know me? And the guide will say, yes, we do know you. You're the troublemaker.
You're the troublemaker, or the instigator.
That's a lot of questions. Or they'll say, yes, and I'll you know, look, to be honest, the most thing that I've heard from guides is they say, this is really valuable what you're doing. You're helping people on both sides of the veil to realize that we can communicate with each other. And that, to me, is really what it's about in terms of talking to other beings, whatever they are, whether they're guides or councils or from other planets,
mm-hmm.
is this telepathic communication. So you're not asking them to talk with music or talk with sound or talk with words or to understand their words. You're asking them to communicate telepathically. And according to the science at the University of Virginia, we all have filters on our brain that block our ability to access this information. And if we can bypass those filters, either through a near-death experience, perhaps, or out-of-body experience, hallucinogens, DMT, we've heard that, but also hypnosis and meditation are a way to just sidestep the filters Some children don't have them until the age of 8. As you know, they remember past lives. They see relatives that nobody else can see.
Much better than adults do, that's for
sure. But also, elderly, apparently, lose them just prior to passing. 70% of the UK hospice workers say that their dementia patients suddenly regain their memories just prior to passing. And as Dr. Grayson put it in his YouTube talk, "Is Consciousness Produced by the Brain?" he said, it's as if the brains, their atrophying brains, are losing the filters. So they suddenly remember previous lifetimes or see people that others cannot. So it's these filters that, George, you and I have to figure out how to bypass so we can have these conversations with loved ones off the planet.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Were you always a believer in the other side?
Well, you know, it's funny because I remember asking my father, you know, Dad, are ghosts real? Now, I don't remember why I asked that, but he's like, no, they aren't. And so I just allowed that was the case, that throughout my life, when I did see them, and I saw a lot of them, I just assumed, okay, it's something I made up. It's the pepperoni pizza I had last night, whatever. But when I started doing this research, I realized, oh my gosh, my whole life I've had very unusual, well, I'll give you one. I was in Sydney. Philip Noyce had invited me over to see his movie Newsfront, and I was staying at his house, but he was in a hotel because he had sold the house, and so there was just a bed in there. And I woke up, and there was a guy hanging from the rafters.
Hanging?
Hanging by a noose. And it startled me awake, as you can imagine.
Of course.
And this guy then looked at me and said, because he saw me, and said, oh, I'm terribly sorry, mate. It's just something I feel the need to do. And then a ladder appeared underneath him, and he climbed down the ladder and pulled the rope after him as if it was a prop. And as it tumbled off the rafters, everything disappeared. So I had lunch with Jan Sharp, Philip's wife at the time, and I said, well, hey, what's up with your ghost? She said, what are you talking about? I said, well, I saw this guy. He looked like a painter. And she said, well, our house painter did do himself in that way.
Wow.
But he lives somewhere else, miles away. And I said, well, he must have liked your house because he's still hanging around.
Literally.
But so I realized this happened to me more often than I care to admit. And all these times I used to dismiss it. But now, of course, if it happens, I don't. If I can ask the person a question who I'm, you know, if I can consciously dismiss my fear and say, what are you doing here? Who are you? Am I invading your space? Let's say somebody who's, I was teaching film up at Camden, Maine, the workshops, and I woke up one morning and there was a Algonquin or an Iroquois in full battle dress, dripping blood, had an axe and a knife in his hand.
How does this happen to you?
Yeah, and he was screaming at me in some language. I assume his language. And he was very unhappy that I was sleeping there. You know, I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, what was that? And so, you know, I slept with the lights on for a week that I was teaching, you know, this class. But late since then, I've understood that people, you know, who may have had a hard time passing, they might stick around a house that they were in or a place, location, you know, the mountain that they used to live in. Because outside of time, you know, once you're off into the flip side, time is completely different.
Right.
You know, people say 25 years on Earth feels like 5 or 10 minutes over there. So you can imagine a guy passed away 150 years ago, 250 years ago. To him, it feels like, you know, an hour and a half ago. And he's yelling at you to get out of his house. And you have to allow that, okay, I am in his house. I am in his space. You know, so anyway, my point is, don't have fear. Just ask if you can meditate on it, and just say, look, I'm going to remember this moment without any fear. I'm going to freeze the frame, and I'm going to see if I can ask this person a question. Are you a stranger? Are you a tourist? Or are you somebody who used to live here? And you just allow that the answer might be the case. I mean, we don't know if it is. But like I said, if you get 20 people or 100 people and ask them the same questions, they can then take that subjective experience and turn it into objective data, which is what I did in Divine Counsels in the Afterlife, where I had these 20 scientists who all agreed for this experiment. One was from Harvard. I've had neuroscientists, different people, priests. They all agreed to do an hour Zoom session, not knowing what we were going to do. I just said it was going to be a guided meditation. And I just started in with picture yourself in a boat on a river. And within a few minutes, all of them, that's 100%. So as a sub, you know, as a data set, it would be abnormal to suggest that they couldn't do it. They all met their counsels, their guides. Some of them saw previous lifetimes. Some of them visited classrooms in the afterlife. And sometimes I interviewed the teachers of those classes. And in a couple of cases, the teachers said, Richard, we've met you before. You've been here before. And then I had to remember, oh my gosh, you know, 5 years ago I interviewed somebody who told me about being in this class. Mind-bending, George.
It really is. It's something else. Would you consider yourself a medium?
Medium rare. More of an extra large. You did see me, you know, in Indian Wells.
Well, you looked good. You looked good.
I'm kidding. You know, it's that thing of labels. You know, we do tend to label things, and it makes it easier for us. I've met a lot of psychics, let's say, and I always thought, well, that's, you know, the future's not set. So saying that you can predict it seems a little out of league. But once I started doing this research into filters, I realized we're all mediums. Everyone's a medium. Everybody has different filters. The mediums I know that I work with, the ones who work for law enforcement, some are, you know, clairaudient, some are clairsent, you have all those clairs. But it just means that their filters are not the same, and they're slightly off for whatever reason. I've also learned that when you do a hypnotherapy session, it's like you're bypassing the filters, and then it's easier to do. So I've done 6 hypnotherapy sessions, you know, with Newton Institute-trained.
That's intense.
Different ones. You know, and it's like 4 to 6 hours. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's intense, doing 6 hypnotherapy sessions.
You know, this is why. The first time I did it, I did it because I thought I would prove that it was fake or false. Skeptical, jaded, Hollywood dude, me. I thought, you know, the camera's not going to lie. But sure enough, that's not what happened. And after about 4 hours, I was, you know, I was experiencing what everybody else does. But then 2 years later, I was here in L.A., and my friend Scott DeTamble, who is a hypnotherapist, said, you know, why don't we try another one? And I thought, oh, okay, maybe that first one was all made up, you know. So I said, great. And he started counting me down. And George, you got like three numbers in, and I said, you can stop counting. I'm right back where I was 2 years ago.
Wow.
But it's 20 seconds later. It's like, and because what had happened 2 years earlier was I went to visit my friend Luana, who had a recurring dream that she was in a classroom. But now here I am in her classroom, and she's startled to see me. This is how it happened. And I'm standing there in her giant auditorium.
And she had passed by then, right?
She had passed by then. And now I'm looking at her in the back row. She's about 20 years old with a ponytail. And she looks at me like, what are you doing here? And I look down at the front of the stage, and there's a 10-foot-tall green fellow. I won't call him an alien because I think we're all aliens because we all choose to incarnate.
Could be.
But he's a tall-looking fellow. And the whole class stops while I start talking to my friend Luana. They all stop and look at me. And it was so awkward. And I said to the hypnotherapist, this is weird. I'm talking aloud, but everybody can hear me in the class. So now here it is 2 years later. Scott starts, you know, counting me down. And suddenly I'm standing on stage with the teacher, looking up at him with his very stern face.
On a real stage.
On a real stage, and she's, my friend Luana, has me by the arm, and she's apologizing on my behalf to the teacher. She's saying, this is my friend Richard. I'm so sorry you interrupted the class. This is embarrassing to me. You know, he's doing some kind of a project on Earth and whatever. And I suddenly, you know, it's like the Shakespearean nightmare. You wake up, you don't know what play you're in. I'm looking, and I'm thinking, and then this person, the teacher, looks at me and goes, well, what's your question? Like, as if I should be, you know, but thank God thank goodness, when you do these sessions, your higher self is kind of aware of what's going on. And my higher self had about, you know, five or six questions, and he answered them. So all I can say is that's a subjective experience. I had it. I know what it's like. But when I meet somebody else who says, oh, this is weird, I'm in a classroom, and there's a teacher here, and I say, well, hold on a second. Can you invite the teacher over? Can I ask the teacher some questions? And then I launch into the same questions. Have you heard of me? Is this work familiar with you? Do you approve of it? What do you think about what we're doing? How do you become a teacher on the other side? Have you ever had a lifetime on Earth? Et cetera, et cetera. And by asking those same questions over and over, you get a data set of what people say.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.